Reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Stephen, filled with grace and power, was working great wonders and signs among the people. Certain members of the so-called synagogue of freemen, Cyrenians, Alexandrians, and people from Cilicia and Asia, came forward and debated with Stephen. But they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he spoke. Then they instigated some men to say, "We have heard him speaking blasphemous words against Moses and God." They stirred up the people, the elders, and the scribes, accosted him, seized him, and brought him before the Sanhedrin. They presented false witnesses who testified, "This man never stops saying things against this holy place and the law. For we have heard him claim that this Jesus of the Nazarene will destroy this place and change the customs that Moses handed down to us." All those who sat in the Sanhedrin looked intently at him and saw that his face was like the face of an angel. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. After Jesus had fed the 5,000 men, his disciples saw him walking on the sea. The next day, the crowd that remained across the sea saw that there had been only one boat there, and that Jesus had gone along with his disciples in the boat, but only his disciples had left. Other boats came from Tiberias, near the place where they had eaten the bread, when the Lord gave thanks. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into boats and came to Capernaum, looking for Jesus. And when they found him across the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him the Father, God, has set his seal." So they said to him, "What can we do to accomplish the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent." The Gospel of the Lord.
Have you ever been in Stephen's position? You know, you're sitting around a bunch of people and the topic of religion or faith comes up, and then you reveal that you're Catholic, and what happens is the unexpected. You are attacked, right? How can you be a member of a religion that hates women? They'll throw that out. Or what about the Crusades or the Inquisition? Or how can you believe that a piece of bread actually turns into God? It's no longer a conversation, but it is a personal attack. And the reason why, for a lot of people, is that Christianity undermines their view of reality. It's God's new world that has broken into our world, and it turns the world upside down, and that scares some people. During these moments, we need to take the position of Stephen, and that's to have a face of an angel. Now, I've never seen an angel, and I don't know what the face of an angel looks like, but I can think I know what it means. It means when you're in that position and people are attacking you, you need to be at peace. You need to be humble and unostentatious, but you need to be confident at that point, and you need to be assured of your faith. Yes, we need to have a face of an angel these days.